Back now with Day to Day, I'm Madeline Brand. The markets are reacting to news that the $700 billion bailout package failed to pass the House today. Stocks plunged. The Dow lost hundreds of points. The Nasdaq was down by more than 7% at one point. Meanwhile, the credit crisis appears to be spreading. Wachovia is the latest bank to fail. It's being taken over by Citigroup. Marketplace's Janet Babin is here now. Janet, first, tell us more about how the markets are reacting to news that this bailout did not pass.
Well, it was a bit of a roller coaster, Madeline. The Dow Jones Industrial Average took a dive as it became clear that this bailout package was not going to pass. At one point, down more than 700 points. That was its biggest intraday point drop. The S&P lost more than 7%. The Nasdaq fell more than 6%. Now, since then, the markets have recovered somewhat. They've seemed to be in a holding pattern, waiting for what might come next. And all stocks, of course, were not falling. Coke and Southwest were trading higher at one point. But again, this isn't a good sign for the markets or for the credit markets. Earlier today, the Federal Reserve announced that it and the foreign central banks were going to pump billions more dollars into the system to prop up those credit markets.
Well, certainly the markets don't like uncertainty, and there's a lot of it out there today. Let's talk about Wachovia and its deal with Citigroup.
Right. This is not, they say, a bailout. They say that this is more like a merger. As we all know by now, Wachovia was in trouble because it had too many adjustable rate mortgages and toxic debt on its books. Under this deal, it's going to sell its retail investment bank and its wealth management business to Citigroup. Citigroup would assume $52 billion in debt, and the FDIC, the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, would cover any remaining losses.
And what does that mean for customers?
Well, since I'm one, thank goodness, but thank goodness anyway, that Wachovia's customers, of course, like all bank depositors, will be protected, insured up to $100,000. Shareholders, though, things get a bit dicier for Wachovia shareholders. It looks like, Madeline, they are going to get some value for their stocks, but that's not all worked out yet. Bill Brown, I spoke to him about this today. He's a visiting professor at Duke Law School, and Brown says Wachovia shareholders, one way or another, they're going to feel the pain, and one of those shareholders is his father.
I just say, Dad, you've got to lick your wounds. You've got to redeploy your capital in ways that really reflect the risks that you want to have going forward.
Brown says there is an upside. There will be a lot of bargains out there.
And what are the possible downsides?
Well, the concerns about this deal is that you're going to have three big banks, Bank of America, J.P. Morgan Chase, and now Citigroup, holding 30% or more of all U.S. deposits. And North Carolina Commissioner of Banks Joe Smith told me that that concentration is troubling for customers and for small banks.
The concern I have right now is that the big dogs don't take up all the capital and all the liquidity in the market and leave the banks that didn't do any of the stuff that caused this mess short of those commodities. Because that, to me, can hurt our real economy.
Madeline?
Thank you, Janet. That's Janet Babin of Public Radio's Daily Business Show, Marketplace.